What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, "You're going to pay one way or another in Colombia." So as you guys know, I'm out here in Colombia. This is actually my last day. I'm in Barranquilla in my Airbnb. I fly Spirit Airlines back to Miami. The ticket from Miami to here round trip was actually like $160, and then an extra $40-$50 for a round trip ticket from here to to Medellin, and I made a pit stop in Cartagena. So as you guys know by now, I got me a Afro-Colombiana. I was at the pub the other day. She was a hostess working there. And, we started talking. I asked her, hey, habla inglés, you know, what's to do here, stuff like that. She didn't speak much English. We used the app translator, plus I'm trying to learn my English. I'm trying to learn Spanish, and an hour later, I was doing what I normally do with Yogi Ob's mom. Let's just leave it at that with her. You guys gotta understand, man, here in Colombia, pay to play is the norm. Whether you are married or whether you are trying to hook up, you're gonna pay to play. Now, if you're a Chad, if you're a bad boy, maybe you could be the exception to the rule. You guys need to understand, women need one of two things here in Colombia. Either they need their bills paid, or they need to live the high life, okay? The flight from Barranquilla to here today, guys, I was sitting in the aisle seat, and Colombian girl, you know, light skin, white Colombian girl. She was sitting in the middle seat. She had a marriage ring on her, so obviously she was married. She had a top of the line iPhone. This is what you guys need to understand. You're gonna pay in Colombia. For those of you guys who think you can come here, you're gonna walk around town, you're gonna grab your junk, you're gonna say, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. You're gonna get scopamined, robbed, beat, whipped, and maybe even murdered, okay, guys? You need to understand the motherfucking culture here in Colombia. You're going to pay. The question is, what type of woman are you paying for? Are you gonna go to the clock tower in Cartagena and pay for pussy? Are you gonna go to a brothel in Medellin and pay for pussy? Both of them I did, by the way. Okay, now you can find some girls who might like you, for example, at the clock tower. You know, I just went to the clock tower not even 45 minutes after landing in after getting off the bus. Because when I told you guys, I took Spirit Airlines from, actually it was Lauderdale, not Miami. Yeah, it was Lauderdale. Yeah, Lauderdale, Barranquilla, back and forth. It was like $158, $159 ticket. So I land in Barranquilla, where I'm obviously at today. I take a bus for another like 2.5-3 hours. I go to Cartagena. I get off by the clock tower. And within a couple of minutes, I get approached by a hooker, obviously. And we had freaky deaky sex, Yogi Ob's mom style. Guys, some prostitutes out there, they will approach you if they like you. At the end of the day, even prostitutes have standards. Okay? Just because you pay a bitch to spread her legs open doesn't mean she has to like it, okay? They need a minimum level of attraction, okay? I was approached at the clock tower. I was approached at the brothel. The last time I was in Medellin, okay, this time around I didn't go to the brothel because, well, I got the girl that I'm with, you know, the Afro-Colombiana chick. So, Afro-Colombiana chick, guys, like I said, she was working at a bar where I was at, and we started talking. I'm like, hey, I need to speak Spanish, you know, stuff like that. And again, I was using the translator, genuinely trying to understand the Spanish language. And one thing led to another, and she's like, hey, if you pay me X amount of money, I'll come home with you. Now I'm like, define X amount of money. She's like, 300,000 pesos. 300,000 pesos, guys, is pretty much 66, 67 dollars. Now, in the back of my brain, guys, this is the culture in Colombia, okay? The guy I rent scooters from pays for it. The landlord I rented my Airbnb pays for it. Everybody in, I don't want to say everybody. I'm sure they got some Chad, some bad boy, some Tyrone. Well, I don't know about Tyrones. Actually, they do have a big black population. Duh, they're called Afro-Colombian. So, yeah. With the exception of maybe Chadron and a couple of bad boys here and there, pretty much everybody pays to play in Colombia who's not a bad boy and not a Chad and Tyrone, okay? You guys gotta understand that. Otherwise, simply go to the clock tower, simply go to the brothel. Here in Colombia, the economic situation is very, very bad, okay? You see, in Mexico, for example, depending where you are in Mexico, hey, some girls can come from a rich family. They don't need money. But not in Colombia, okay? Vast majority of women here in Colombia, they don't come from rich families. They're not making their own money. And if they are making their own money, they're making very, very little money, okay? You have to understand the average salary here in Colombia is like $300 a month, okay? This is why girls, if they can, they go into prostitution, or in the case of the Afro-Colombian chick, she becomes a hostess at a bar. It's simply a transaction for her to get money from high-value men. That's just the way it is. Guys, I'm not here trying to get lucky off of Bitcoin. Let's get something in the open. I'm not trying to be the exception to the rule. I'm not trying to make it big off of Bitcoin. I'm not trying to make it big off of YouTube. I'm not trying to, you know, think I'm Chad. I'm not trying to, you know, think I'm a bad boy walking around, you know, beating up people or some retarded shit like that. I want to optimize my situation, okay? That's what I want everybody here to understand. It's called the loser's game, okay? I specialize in the loser's game. Now, there's a book out there called The Loser's Game, and a special shout out to Captain Sinbad, who actually highlighted that book in one of his videos. You see, the loser's game is you're not playing to win, you're playing not to lose. In other words, you are taking the safe bet. That's what you're taking, the safe bet. You're not playing to win. You're playing not to lose, okay? That's the loser's game. Okay? Because if you play to win, let's say you put all your money on Dogecoin or Dogecoin like a lot of people did, a lot of people might end up going broke. You know, how many people committed suicide? How many people had to sell their homes? How many people had to be homeless because they put everything on Doggy Coin, Dogecoin, or some other one of those scam coins, right? So what you guys need to understand is I'm taking the safe bet. I don't want to be a maverick. I don't want to be that guy who's going to bet it all on Black 31 or some retarded shit like that. In fact, Islam actually prohibits us from gambling. For example, the stock market, Dogecoin. I mean, if you really want to get technical about it, that shit is haram because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. Dogecoin has no intrinsic value. You don't know what's going to happen to Dogecoin. Stocks, you don't know what's going to happen in a stock, man. You have no idea. Maybe a stock will go. Stocks are based off of speculation, okay? In Islam, speculation is also prohibited. Not only is gambling prohibited, but speculation is prohibited. For example, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, Arabs would tell the people of Sham, which is Syria, Palestine, that area, like, okay, we're going to buy an acre of fucking, I don't know, wheat or dates or some sort of fruit. We're gonna buy it for X amount of money. We're gonna buy, X amount of this for X amount of that. Well, what happens when they have a bad harvest and they get low quality products? Guess what? The Arabs got screwed, So in Islam, you have to say, hey, I'm gonna pay this amount for this, okay? That's like me saying, hey man, I'm gonna pay $1 for 10 red apples. So don't give me an apple that's rotten and say, well, we just had a bad harvest this year and it is what it is, man. Better luck next year. See, there is no better luck next time in Islam. You do everything knowing what you're gonna get in return, okay? So you cannot gamble, you cannot speculate, okay? This is why I'm not a big fan of just going out there, walking around, going to the clubs. Hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? I don't want to waste time, okay? For me, Amr Mitwali, if I spend 5 minutes with a girl talking and nothing comes out of it, that's 5 minutes I'm never ever going to get back, okay? I'm not gonna go as far as to say it's haram to, well, I mean, if you think about it, it's actually haram to talk to women who are not your wife or not. See, this is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand, man. I know a lot of you, well, I don't say a lot of you, I know some of you Muslim guys out there are like, oh my God, Amr, that's Zina, how dare you, talk to. It's like, guys, everything we do today is haram. Everything is haram. I'm serious, everything is haram. If you guys want to live a sin-free life, go live high up in the mountains, away from it all, where you can't sin because you're the only person up there, That's the only way you can live a pure Islamic life. And another thing is, I just made a quick video about this earlier today that I think I'm going to release tomorrow or after tomorrow on MGTOW TV. It might be released before this video even. There's a lot of YouTube channels out there popping out that are driving Muslims to mental illness. They're telling Muslims it's haram. Music is haram. Woman is haram. This is haram. That's haram. It's like, yeah, everything is haram, man. I mean, I walk down the street, you see a pretty woman, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Avert your eyes? Like, come on, man. Somebody's playing a song, you're walking down the street and somebody's playing fucking The Beatles, for example. Love, love me do. You know I love you. Come on. You guys out there need to understand, man, at this current world order that we are in, the least haram is the goal, okay? The Prophet Muhammad himself said, this current world order we live in, there's no purity anymore. Everything is tainted. So you guys out there, you need to understand this good. The least haram is the name of the game. If you want to live a sin-free life, go live up in the mountains. You're the only person up there. You know, you obviously can't. You don't have access to internet. You don't have access to smartphone. You don't have access to other people. You know, that's probably going to be the only way for you to live a sin-free life. And if you try to do that, you're probably going to go mentally ill, because as human beings, you know, we just can't be freaking isolated like that. You know, this is what you guys, Muslim guys out there, need to understand. It's that we are weak, okay? God created us weak. He's not looking for Superman, okay? As long as you are a good person and you are conscious of what you do, that's all God cares about, okay? You have to be conscious of what you do, and you also must be a good person. Don't cheat, don't steal, don't lie. In other words, don't manipulate people, don't take advantage of people, don't mistreat people. Okay, just be a good human being, guys, and be conscious of what you do, okay? I mean, how many Muslims out there, you know, their entire life is haram, okay? College education, student loans, that's interest, haram. Car they're driving in, fucking lease, car note, based on interest, that's haram, okay? The McMansion they're living in, mortgage, haram, okay? That business they started, borrowed money from the bank, that's haram. And then they're gonna come to the poor Subway sandwich artist and be like, brother, please use a new knife, because that knife you're gonna cut my sandwich with might have bacon on it. Really, bro? Really? Your entire life is haram, yet you're gonna worry about a knife that may or may not have traces of fucking pork on it? Really? See, that's the problem with the Ummah of Muhammad. See, the Muhammadian people, I don't want to say they're hypocrites, okay? They're munafiqeen, they're hypocrites, okay? The followers of Muhammad, they know what they're doing is haram. They, listen, you don't think people who take out credit card loans and shit like that, you think they don't know what they're doing is haram? Of course, they know what they're doing is haram. But what's, you know, what's the alternative, you know? The people who go to college and they want to be a doctor, of course they're going to take a $250,000 loan out. I mean, unless you come from a super duper exceedingly wealthy family, or you get lucky to have tuition covered for you, scholarship or something like that, yeah, you're going to take out interest loans. That's really the name of the game, you know? And it's wrong, it's haram. But yet the same people out there, you know, they don't want to act like it's haram. It's like, okay, bro, if it's haram, just come out and say, hey, God, I know it's haram. Please forgive me, God. I am weak, okay? Hey, when I go to the brothel, you think I don't know what I'm doing is haram? Come on, man, of course I know it's haram. It's just that, hey, what's the alternative, you know? Get married? Really? I tried that. Shit, you know? The woman I was married to, the hijabi I was married to, she made Shaniqua, Stacy, and fucking Jennifer Lopez look like angels. So, what's the alternative out there? This is what everybody here has to understand. What's the alternative out there? Okay, guys, everything we do is impure. Get that through your mind, okay? Which, going back to the point of this video, you're gonna pay to play in one way or another. Either you're gonna help her out with some bills here and there, or you're going to spoil her with an iPhone, Louis Vuitton bag if she's your wife, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. Unless you're, of course, willing to marry a fugly looking woman, okay? So, you're gonna have to pay to play. And that's very true for here in Colombia, and that's going to be true the world over, okay? Colombia is a poor country. It does not have the wealth of Mexico. I know some of you guys out there are going to say, Amar, Mexico is not a wealthy. First of all, you guys need to understand, Mexico is a pretty damn big country with over 100 million people. Secondly, a lot of, I don't want to say a lot, but a good amount of people in Mexico, they make their money through the drug trade and what have you. So yes, their daughters can afford to go out and sleep with random guys and not get paid for it, okay? Now, here's the thing you guys need to understand. This is why I pay women. I'm looking for that, like TFM, I'm looking for that emotional connection. I want a woman that I can get with, okay? I don't want one night stands. Let me say that one more time. I don't want one night stands. You guys need to understand. When I was driving taxi back in the day, I've known, for Uber was a thing, I've known Chads, I've known Tyrones. Chad and Tyrone eventually gets disgusted from wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. They get disgusted of that, okay? That's not natural. You guys need to understand. It's not natural for a woman just to randomly sleep around, smash and dash, ejaculate and evacuate. Okay, that's not normal for men. It ruins men. It ruins our psyche as men. I know a lot of you guys out there, you worship Chad. You guys want to know why Chad doesn't get into a relationship? Because Chad knows eventually she's gonna be like, Chad, can you give me money? Chad, can you fix my car? They know that, and they don't want that responsibility. And hey, man, good for them. But this is a thing you guys need to understand. Hot women are a hot mess. I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Amar, that Afro-Colombiana chick is like a five, maybe a six at the most. Guys, that's gonna be the sweet part. That's going to be the sweet spot for relationships, a five or a six. I know a lot of Manosphere content creators out there, they tell you, bro, if you don't have a dime piece, you're a loser. Guys, all these Manosphere content creators out there who tell you, oh, bro, it's either gonna be a dime piece or nothing, they're just telling you that simply so you can keep hooked to whatever scam they're trying to sell you. Because at the end of the day, guys, dime pieces are gold diggers. I know. I was married to one of them. And I am telling you, as somebody who's married to a dime piece, at least by Egyptian standards, she was a dime piece. I am telling you, they are nothing but toxic trouble. Why? Because they're hot and they know they're hot and they become arrogant. You see, Satan and God at one point were BFFs. They were best friends, okay? Then when God created Adam, Satan was like, whoa, you created me out of scorching fire. You create this tard over here out of mud. I'm better than him. And that's when God said to Satan, you're out of here. So Satan was out, thrown out of heaven because of his arrogance, okay? You see, Satan knows he can be BFFs with God again if he simply says, God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I promise I won't do it again. But he's not. Why? Because he's arrogant. He genuinely believes he is better than us human beings. And this just goes to show you that at the end of the day, God cares about character, okay? I know. Women don't care about personality. Well, God actually cares about personality. Women don't. Which comes to the main point. Beautiful women are like Satan. They're arrogant. Even if a beautiful woman has it all, eventually she's gonna hit the destroy button. Don't believe me? Ask Tom Brady. Tom Brady's wife had it all. She had the children. She had everything. Tom Brady's wife had everything imaginable a woman can ever want, yet she hit the eject button. Why? That's the thing about beautiful women. They reach a level of arrogance, like their BFF, Satan, that they can never ever genuinely be happy. They see beautiful women, they have to destroy a good thing. They can't help it. It's in their nature. It's arrogance. It's called, in Islam, this is called kibr. Kibr means arrogance. Kibr means you got too big, okay? So Satan got too big. Beautiful woman got too big. They're not gonna come down. This is why I tell you guys, female hypergamy is a lot like a one-way elevator that goes up and doesn't come back down. Same thing with arrogance. Once arrogance goes up, it doesn't come back down. This is actually one of the reasons why I still do DoorDash. It's because DoorDash brings me back to reality. Hey, there are times when somebody's like, "Hey, bro, here's $5." I'm thankful for that, you know? So once you reach a certain level of arrogance, there really is no coming back for you. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. With women, it's a lot easier for them to reach a level of arrogance because, you know, if a woman is, if she comes out of the box hot, you know, she doesn't have to do anything other than just sit there, you know, or stand in the corner, and she has all the accolades in the world. So it's very, very easy for beautiful women to become arrogant. And once they reach that level of arrogance, it doesn't go away. That's just how it is. And this is why these women, whether it's Tom Brady's wife or my ex-wife, eventually they're gonna hit that eject button. It's only a matter of time before they do it, okay? So the sweet spot for you and me out there to have a relationship with a girl is a 5 or a 6, okay? Guys, you need to understand. I just want to enjoy the company of a decent looking girl. That's all I want. I'm not looking for children. I'm not looking for fucking. You really can't have any of that stuff either nowadays, to be honest with you. I mean, the way that societies are, you really can't have children with the modern woman because eventually she's going to find one way or another to hit that eject button or go with another man. You know, for example, the girl that I hooked up with, she is a single mother. Now, to her defense, her husband died in a car accident, okay? In her defense, her husband died in a car accident. She has a 5-year-old son. Now, that 5-year-old son, not my responsibility. Never saw him. Don't wanna see him. She knows that, okay? I'm just like, hey, let's you and I have fun. And if I have to buy you a pair of shoes from Payless on the way back from America, why not? You guys out there need to understand, man. Time is one thing that you will never ever get back. When I'm at the Betamil pub working on MGTOW TV 3, 4, 5 hours, and I see guys trying to hit on women, hoping to get their dicks sucked at the end of the night, and the girl is like, "Well, thank you for the drink, mister," and she scurries off. It's like, bro, you waste 4 or 5 hours. In those past 4 or 5 hours, God knows what I can do on MGTOW TV in 4 or 5 hours, you know? But yet, how many guys waste 4 or 5 hours on a daily basis trying to get with a woman? It's like, bro, that's a total waste of time, okay? Women are the only thing in the world where, whether you waste time or money or both, you will never ever get that back. Okay? For example, my parents wasted $30,000 on a sham wedding to the hijabi of an ex. Guess what? that's money that my parents would have been better off taking that money and putting it in an incinerator than having me, paying for my wedding to the hot jibe of an ex. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Money spent on a woman, and at the end it's divorce or whatever, that's money that you're not gonna get back. That's money totally thrown away. You know, at least the $20,000 that my cousin, destroyed the restaurant in Egypt, at least I could say, I learned, how to run a restaurant. I learned a little bit. But when you lose, $10, $1,000 to a woman, $1 million to a woman, or in the case of Jeff Bezos, $35 billion to a hoe, you don't learn anything from it, other than not to get married again, which you should not be doing in the first place. There is really nothing you can learn from wasting money or time with a woman, okay? So this is why I'd much rather be with a 5 or a 6 saying, "Hey, baby mama, here's a little something, something. Have it go toward your rent or toward a new phone or something dumb." I'd much rather do that than waste my time with a girl going out and shit like that, And that brings us to another thing we have to talk about. The reason why a lot of American women are so fucked up in the head is, I told you guys, when I was in Romania, there was an Austrian pimp who's actually pimping out his wife, by the way. So this guy was a legit pimp, biker pimp, from Austria, living in Romania, living the high life, because obviously Romania is a lot cheaper than Austria. And he told me Western women are stupid. They're stupid because they don't get paid for sex, okay? In Romania, guys, it's the same thing in Romania. Pay to play. Everybody is doing it in Romania, okay? A lot of us think that pay to play is pretty much paying a prostitute. No, pay to play is for your wife, okay? Pay to play is pretty much universal outside of Western world, and this is what we're gonna talk about, okay? Like the Austrian slash Romanian pimp said, Western women are stupid because they don't get paid for sex. You guys need to understand, like the comedian Ari Spears famously said, every woman out there has a lottery ticket between her legs. You see, a woman's vagina is for a man to give her stuff. Okay, that's the purpose of a vagina. The purpose of a vagina is for you as a man to give a woman shit. That's the whole purpose of a vagina. That's why God created vaginas, okay? Don't get mad at me. Take it up with God on Judgment Day. The whole purpose of a woman having a vagina is so she can get shit from men. Now, these Western hoes out there, because they have big daddy government giving them welfare, they got companies hiring them because they have a vagina, they sleep with Chad, they sleep with Tyrone, and then when Chad and Tyrone eventually go so much, they will do. Because again, not because Chad and Tyrone are bad people, they do that because they know that eventually they're going to have to. See, guys, you need to understand something about Western woman. It's not so much about actually having to provide for a Western woman. It's just that Western women are just way too toxic, guys. Way too toxic, okay? So these Western women who sleep with Chad and Tyrone, and then when Chad and Tyrone ghost them, they go crazy. That's why you see this woman going on TikTok, going mentally ill. It's because I didn't get anything for my vagina. You guys need to understand, every woman out there says, "I got this watch because of my vagina. I got this fucking iPhone, my vagina. I got my rent paid for from my vagina." So when the Western hoe goes out and she sleeps with Chad and Tyrone, and she gets nothing out of it other than wham bam thank you ma'am, she goes mentally ill, okay? And this is a very toxic, parasitical relationship that just keeps on going on in a circle, getting worse and worse and worse, you know? Chad and Tyrone, pump and dump woman. Woman go mentally ill. Chad and Tyrone want to avoid woman because women are getting toxic. So, what happens is that you have a wheel of nothing but toxicity. You have Chad and Tyrone not wanting to commit to a woman because the woman is toxic. You have women who are toxic because they're not getting compensated for sleeping with Chad and Tyrone. Gets worse and worse and worse, okay? In a country like Colombia, there is an understanding here, okay? That understanding is, hey, I'm a man, I'm giving you resources, you give me pussy. That's an understanding here in Colombia. You know, I know some of you guys out there like to do the whole, you know, go to a nightclub, go to a bar, get a woman drunk, and, you know, take her home, and then, you know, get her an Uber at like 2, 3 in the morning. I don't do that shit, you know. I'm Muslim. I don't do the whole alcohol thing. You know, in fact, my girl was begging me yesterday to buy her some alcohol. I'm like, no, I don't do that, you know. So, a lot of guys out there who sleep with women, it's usually one night stands, alcohol, drugs are involved, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and you never see each other ever again. I don't do that shit, okay? And look, if I have to pay this girl's rent every time I see her, let's say I see her, you know, next month, and I'm like, hey, baby mama, here's like 300,000 pesos, or the equivalent of like, you know, $67, $68, which might actually be more because Biden is destroying our currency, but that's for another video. So what? I mean, think about it. Back in my day, driving cab like in LA, like 2009, 2010, just to go out with a girl is gonna cost you $50, $60. You know, going out to Applebee's back then and getting a meal for two people with drinks, that's probably gonna cost you close to, what, $35, $40. And then the taxi ride, you know, another maybe $20. So right off the bat, you have lost $60 back in 2009 just taking a bitch out, and there's no guarantee that she's even gonna kiss you or hug you. You know, today I'm reading articles about men going into debt to take a woman out on a date. So what does that tell you guys? And again, there is no guarantee that you're gonna get anything out of it. Now, in my case, you know, the 300 mil, aka $68, $69 I paid to the girl, I've had her two nights freaky deaky sex, Yogi Obes mom's style, okay? And I'm proud to announce that I finally slept with a black girl, even though AMS probably will claim she ain't black enough because she doesn't weigh 400 pounds and her name ain't Shaniqua, but that's also for another video, okay? So the bottom line that I want everybody here out there to understand, man, is that outside of Chad and Tyrone, outside of like bad boys, which by the way are a small number, that's not the majority of guys out there, okay? There's a small number outside of those guys out there. Most women will end up being with a average dude. I just walked around Barranquilla today, or actually my girl is from Barranquilla, believe it or not, she's from here, and a lot of women here, they look like her, you know. So Barranquilla pretty much is a mixture of black people and Spaniards, okay? So that's why I was like, damn, they're chocolate skinned, but at the same time, they actually genuinely have, you know, straight hair, you know? With me, take away the Japanese hair straightening, I got an afro, but point that I'm trying to tell you guys is that vast majority of women out there, man, they're going to end up as average dudes, okay? So this is why you guys need to position yourself in a way where, hey, I can get me a decent girl. At the end of the day, guys, ask yourself the Australian dollar question, okay? Would you want your sister? Would you want your daughter to be with a bad boy, a Chad who's gonna pump and dump her, or some unimportant loser nobody who's gonna stay home, play video games all day, and eat Cheetos? Absolutely not, okay? Same thing wherever you go, okay? These women out there, you got to understand. The average Colombian chick, if she works retail, like she works a legit job, she's not gonna make any more than $300 a night. I'm sorry, not a night, $300 a month, okay? This is why these girls have to take jobs that are somewhere in the entertainment industry. Like I said, the Afro-Colombian chick I'm banging, she works as a hostess at a bar. She makes like 50 million pesos plus tips. So 50 million pesos divided by like 4.5, she makes like $12 a day plus tips. So she's probably making what? I mean, let's say $20 a day, and she's only working 5 days a week, So $20, let's say she's making $20 a day times 20. She's making what? 400. Let's say she's making $400, okay? She's making $400 a month, okay? Somebody like me comes in, "Hey, baby mama, here's $66. Go pay your rent," and you get to have her for God knows how many days, The only reason I don't have her next to me here is because I'm in Barranquilla, she's in Medellin. And you know what? We get to have fun together. I learned some Spanish from her. She doesn't speak much English, so it kind of forces me to actually pick up on the language and better understand the language and try to use my brain. So for me, Amar Mitwali, she is a good deal. She's a good deal. Now, I'm not gonna get her, I'm not gonna put a ring on it. I'm not gonna like get her pregnant or anything like that. And so it's a good deal. See, I want you guys out there to understand, you gotta get yourself a freaking good deal. Stop trying to be Chad. Stop trying to be Tyrone, okay? Believe it or not, the best things in life is it's kind of like when you compromise. I don't want to say you compromise or settle, but I don't know how to say this. I don't want to say the best of life is compromising or settling. For example, you take my Mercedes C320. I love that car, it's an old car, doesn't have Bluetooth, air condition, is giving me problems, but damn it, I love that car. And I don't know how to explain it, guys. If I was able to buy like a brand new car right off the lot, I don't think I'd appreciate it as much as I appreciate the car I have right now. I don't know why, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, again, I don't want to say compromising or settling. I'm just saying that, hey, this is the best you can do, and you did good, okay? For right now, the best I could do is this AOC looking girl. And you know what? I think I did pretty damn good. Yeah, sure, she's a single mother to a 5-year-old. Hey, that kid is none of my business. I ain't gonna see that kid, and she knows that, okay? Yeah, sure, she's like a 5, maybe a 6, But hey, I'm happy with that, with what I got, It could be nothing, it could be like Yogi Op's mom for life, So this is what I want you guys out there to understand, man. You gotta live in the real world, okay? You're not gonna become Bitcoin billionaires. You're not gonna be going out exclusively with dime pieces. And if you look at the people who made it off of Bitcoin, if you look at the people who exclusively bang dime pieces, they're not happy. Look at Andrew Tate, the guy ain't happy. Yeah, look at him, He's not a happy person. Again, It all comes down to like, hey man, God dealt me this card, this hand of cards. I'm doing the best I can. It's like the old saying, when God gives you lemonade, lemons, make lemonade. That's what I'm telling you guys. For you to live in the real world, guys, you can't say I'm either gonna hit a home run or nothing, okay? Life doesn't work like that. I'm 42 years old, man. I'm telling you that you're not gonna hit a home run, okay? You might be able to hit a home. You're not gonna be able to hit a home run, okay? You're not gonna hit a home run and get the hottest timepiece on the face of the planet. You're not gonna hit a home run and make it big off of fucking, I don't know, stock market or something like that. And the people who do make it big, they're not happy. And the reason why they're not happy, it's because for the vast majority of them, it's simply playing a rigged system in their favor, you know? This is why I don't tell women what I do, you know? When I walked into that pub the other day, do you think this girl knew I'm alpha male lifestyle? Do you think she knew I did videos? I walked in the same way you guys see me. See how I'm dressed, guys? See how I'm dressed? I walked in the same way I am right now. Coincidentally, guys, this is the same stuff I wear in America. I told you guys, in America, I go to the beach. That's where I shower. I take a dip in the ocean. And then I come out. And then I wash my clothes in the ocean. I come out. I do the freshwater bath. And bada bing, bada boom, hot Florida sun, 15, 20 minutes later, my clothes are crisp, okay? So I wear the same thing pretty much every day, all day, wherever I go, okay? Nothing about me says rich, nothing about me. You look at Andrew Tate, the guy's walking around is like, Rolex and Bugatti, that's his way of saying, hey man, don't judge me based on who I am. Judge me based on my Rolex. Judge me based on my, $3 million Bugatti or some retarded shit like that. When I walked into that pub, let me tell you something, guys. I've been to Cartagena, Medellin, and now Barranquilla. I've seen thousands of people here in Colombia in the past 5 days. Maybe four guys were taller than me that I've seen in the past 5 days out of thousands of people here. When we were getting off the airplane here in Barranquilla a couple of hours ago, I was standing up. I'm like looking in front of me, behind me. I'm like towering over everybody by like several inches, So when I walked into that pub the other day, I'm the tallest person in there. So yeah, the height pill is real, okay? Height really helps you out, Look, I'm not exactly Mr. Attractive. Granted, I've been doing like fucking, all sorts of surgeries and face maxing in Merida and Cancun in Mexico, but overall, I ain't no Chad. I gotta be able to color the beard again. I have to color the beard later on, when I get back to Florida, God willing, in the next couple of days, I maybe shave it off, maybe let it grow. I don't know. I like the beard. You know what I'm thinking of doing, guys? I'm thinking of letting this area grow and putting it in a braid. I'm really thinking of doing that. Maybe. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys is obviously I'm not freaking Chad or Tyrone or anything like that. But 6'3", especially in a country like Colombia, where the average where average people are well under or no more than 5'10". Let me tell you something. When I was getting off the plane today, I hit my head. You know how they put a you know how they put a jetway? Okay, so you got the plane, right? Then they put a jetway that connects a door to the plane so you guys can get off, right? That door was low. Guys, I've been hopping off planes for decades, okay? Never once in my life I hit my head against the jetway, okay? That's what that's the name of it, okay? It's called the jetway, you know? That hydraulic stairmaster that they put up to the plane, that's called the jetway. I've never hit my head against a jetway. So today I get off the plane, you know, like I've been getting off planes for the past several decades. Boom! Like fucking almost knocks me out, man. So, by the way, guys, here in Colombia, I heard this from my lawyer. Maybe you guys can do some research on it. But here in Colombia, they do have free healthcare for tourists in the event of an accident. So let's say you are driving your scooter and somebody runs you over. I think by law it's mandatory that they give you free healthcare here in Colombia, even if you are a tourist, in the case of an emergency, like, you know, getting ran over. Maybe you guys can do some research on your own about that. So just an FYI. But again, for me, Amor Mitual is like, see, the height alone is enough for me to meet a woman's minimal level of attraction. A lot of women out there, they genuinely don't like short guys. In fact, the shorter the woman, the more repulsed she is by a short dude. You know, a 5'3" girl, you know, she'll be repulsed by a 5'8" dude. Why? Because she's short. You guys need to understand, like Sandman said, women are nature's sorting algorithm. So if the bitch is 5'3", you're fucking 5'8", you know, how tall is her son gonna be? Yogi Obes, 5'4"? Come on, man. So this is why the shorter the woman, the more they desire a guy like me, okay? So obviously, by Colombian standards, height mixed with, hey, decent looks, you know, status as a foreigner, that elevates me above the competition. And another thing for in this video, status is very important to women, okay? When a woman says, I'm with an American, that to her is status elevation, okay? So status is very important to a woman. Ain't no woman out there wants to say, I'm with a truck driver or a cab driver or a Uber driver or a guy who, like, fucking, I don't know, digs ditches, shit like that, you know? So status is indeed extremely, extremely, extremely important for women. So if you have looks, you got money, you got status, you're good. And another thing you guys need to understand about Colombia is Colombia is really dangerous, okay? I mean, how many times do we hear about guys coming to Colombia and ending up dead, you know, robbed, beat, scopamined? Well, it's because these guys are using Tinder and they're being taken advantage of by these women who work with other dudes who'd like kill the dude, you know, or rob him or beat him or, you know, that scopamine shit. If they give you too much scopamine, it will pretty much put you in cardiac arrest and you'll end up dead. You know, this is why a lot of people who come to Colombia and they get scopamine, they end up dead because, you know, the people who are administering scopamine to you, they're not doctors. They're fucking, you know, gang members and hood rats and criminals, you know. They're not sitting there with a chemical, with a freaking lab coat on saying, okay, this person is 5'4", Curicell named Yogi Obes, let's give him a poquito amount. No, they don't do that. And, you know, scopamine, guys, is a... Scopamine is a plant. It grows exclusively in Medellin, I think. And they can turn it into a powder, so if they put it in your drink, or even if they go like this to you. Sometimes, guys, if you're ever at a pub, a brothel, or anywhere in Colombia, in particular Medellin, and some bitch comes up to you and she goes like this to you, she could easily be scopamining you. If a girl ever does that to you, here's what you need to do. Do not inhale it. Do not lick it. Rub it off as fast as you can, and get the hell out of there as quickly as you can, because you have to understand that scopamine is pretty much like anesthesia. In fact, from my understanding, they actually use scopamine in anesthesia. For those of you that know, anesthesia is when they're gonna do surgery on you and then they put you to sleep. I believe that is powered by scopamine. So if you guys sense that a girl may have scopamined you, let's say you are at your apartment, right? You're at your apartment with a girl and she scopamines you. What you want to do before you pass the fuck out is that you want to push the bitch out of your apartment, lock her the fuck out, and maybe try to call a friend or somebody. But the very least, if you feel that you have been scopamined by a girl at your apartment, get her the fuck out of there, because you're gonna pass out in maybe a couple of minutes. If you are at a club or a bar, same thing. Obviously, you don't know how far you're gonna get outside of the club slash bar before you faint. So, but see, that's the thing that I want to tell you guys out there, man. Colombia really is an unsafe country. Look, I walked in some of the rough barrios around here. I've walked around at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night. I never had a problem because A, I look like the natives, B, I fit the fuck in, and C, heck, even the natives get afraid of me. When I was walking from my Airbnb in Cartagena to the walled city, the tourist area, you have to walk through a, well, you don't have to walk, you could go down the ocean road, but I don't go down the ocean road because too many cars and too noisy. So I take like a back road. I walk down a back road, to the city, to the walled city. And I remember, there was this Colombian dude, probably like 5'7". He's going this way. I'm obviously going that way, and we're the only two people on the freaking road. He has a satchel. For those of you who don't know, a satchel is pretty much a man purse, and he sees me coming and he like holds on to his satchel in anticipation that I was gonna steal it from him. I wanted to tell him, "Hey man, I'm not that bro, soy norte americano," but I'm like, "Ah, fuck it, who cares?" So yeah, when the natives are scared of you and they think you're a fucking criminal or a lowlife, hey man, that actually works in your favor. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that looks are universal, okay, guys? I don't want you guys to think that just by hopping on a plane, your SMV is gonna go from a 2 to an 8 just because, you went from Miami to Medellin. It doesn't work like that, okay, guys? Looks are universal, okay? It's just that women here are easier to deal with. Because, well, they have to live in the real world, whether they like it or not. So, again, women are animals, okay? That grizzly bear that lives in fucking Yellowstone National Park, it's gonna eat fucking deer. You take that grizzly bear, you put it in fucking I don't know, Denali National Park in Alaska. Guess what? It's gonna eat salmon, and the opposite is true. Just like animals have to adapt, women have to adapt here in the West because Big Daddy government gives them money, corporations give them jobs. women are like, hey, it's either Chad or nothing, okay? But in a country like Colombia, where women just don't have that, they don't have that luxury that Western women have, then they're going to be like, hey, I just have to be more realistic, you know? So this is what I want you guys out there to understand. At the end of the day, man, you have to be realistic too. Ask yourself, man, what can I do right now? Let me tell you something, guys. Real talk, okay? Coming in a girl's pussy is the best feeling ever. Now, I'm on TRT, so that's pretty much male birth control right there. That's what I'm saying. I don't have to worry about her getting pregnant. But I'm telling you guys, coming in a girl's pussy, especially if the bitch is actually attracted to you, that's the best feeling in the world. And another thing you guys need to understand, one last thing before I close out this video, man. One last thing before I close out this video, okay? Woman will respect you if you pay, okay? Especially with women who are not affluent, okay? An affluent woman may get, she might get offended if you think she's a prostitute, but hey, think about it, you know? That woman might fool around with you, but she'll marry a guy who's like a multi-millionaire, okay? So at the end of the day, you guys have to understand, all these women out there are prostitutes, okay? Just because a woman might fool around with you doesn't mean she's not a prostitute. It could mean she genuinely likes you for that moment. But at the end of the day, all these women out there are prostitutes in one form or another. This is why I like going, this is why I like going to a country like Colombia, whereby you sit with a woman, a working woman. Like when I say working, I don't mean like working like a sex worker. I mean a woman, like for example, the girl, the AOC looking girl. No, she works 10 hours a day. She works from 6 o'clock, 6 at night to like 4 in the morning as a hostess, okay? So when you come by, you're like, hey, baby mama, here's your month rent. Want to come over with Big Daddy over here? Hell yeah, she's gonna say yeah. Again, it all comes down to the environment you are in, you know? For example, when I get tipped $5 in cash doing DoorDash, I'm dancing on my way back to the car. Yet, let's say I was, the CEO of a major company making $1 billion, and somebody's like, hey, Amar, here's $5 for your trouble. Yeah, of course I'm gonna get offended, okay? So it all comes down to where you are. And you guys need to understand, again, going back to what I said about Satan earlier, the problem with Satan is kibber. The problem with him is arrogance, okay? This is why I do DoorDash, because DoorDash keeps my arrogance at bay. You know, when somebody tips you like $5, or even a couple of dollars, that's humbling. So that keeps my ego at bay. It's the same thing with a woman, you know? A woman that's like making her own money or has a rich parents, yeah, she'll be offended if you're like, hey, baby mama, here's a couple of dollars, go, here's your rent or some dumb shit like that. She'll get offended, you know? At the end of the day, guys, it comes down to your current station in life. Again, DoorDash, somebody tips me $5, I'm happy. CEO of a major company, somebody tips me $5, I'm offended, okay? This is just how life works, okay? It all comes down to your lot, to your position, to your station in life, okay? This is why I don't like messing with this is why I don't like messing with these elitist woman, it's because, yeah, she'll screw around and fuck around with you when she's drunk, horny at the club, at the pub, but yet that very same woman will turn around and be a total gold digging whore when it comes time for her to get married. So it's like, hey man, I'd much rather deal with a working class woman who I know is gonna respect me when I say, hey baby mama, here's your rent paid for the month. Again, her rent was the equivalent of like $67, $68. It's like, come on man, in America, just to take a bitch out will cost you $100 minimum nowadays. You know, taking a bitch out back in 2009 was $60. Now, I told you guys are going into debt taking hoes out, and there's no guarantee of anything. It's like for me, for $67, $68, I've had, you know, listen, I've had more sex with this girl in the past 2 days than I did with my ex-wife in a whole year of marriage, okay? And look, before I end this video, guys, okay? Especially you Muslim guys out there. Big difference. Big difference between a woman who is attracted to you versus a woman who is repulsed by you. Big difference. And you can tell by how enthusiastic that girl is to wanting to have sex with you. You know, if she wants to have sex with you 4 to 5 times a day and your dick is like in Niagara Falls, you know she likes you. But if she like doesn't want to have sex with you, or she only wants to have sex with you when you like buy her Louis Vuitton and take her out to like fucking Dubai first class, and that's a woman that is not attracted to you. And that's something you guys in the Muslim world need to understand, man. A lot of these Muslim women, at the end of the day, they hate Muhammad, they hate Allah, and they hate you even more for liking Muhammad and Allah, you know. See, we live in opposite world today. See, today, non-Muslim women can actually respect Muslim men because we have morals, ethics, and values like Hammerhand says, okay? But Muslim women, because they know you have morals, values, and ethics, they don't want to respect you because they want what's haram. They want, I told you guys, the ex I was married to, she wanted to drink alcohol. I'm like, bitch, you're a Muslim and you want to drink motherfucking alcohol? Are you fucking retarded? And yet this girl, you know, when I told her, hey man, I'm Muslim, I don't do that shit, it's over. She knows never again to ask for alcohol. She also knows never again to ask for pig or pork or anything like that, okay? She knows that, and she actually respects that, okay? To women like that, when they know that a man has morals, values, and ethics, they actually respect that. Muslim woman, on the other hand, is a total opposite. If you have morals, values, and ethics, then on the behalf of Big Daddy Satan, they're gonna try to ruin you, okay? I told in one of my last videos, a friend of mine on Instagram, he was telling me about one of his friends here in America who's well-to-do, and he only wants dime pieces. He only wants girls or 8 or above. So he went back to the old country, got himself a dime piece. When the bitch came here to America, not only did she divorce rape him, but she called the FBI on him, you know? So what does that tell you guys? Hot women are a mess. The sweet spot is a 5 to a 6, you know. She's cute enough for you to get a hard on, but at the same time, she's simply not hot enough to get arrogant, okay? You know, adjustable 7, women that are a 7, you know, those are women who are like, okay, I'm on the border of, I'm cute, just not hot enough. But also at the same time, Hey, I could be hot enough if I did makeup, if I did this, if I did that. You want to be with a girl who knows, hey, a six is my limit. It's not gonna get any better, so I'm just gonna stick here, and that's gonna be the end of that for me, okay? So you guys out there need to understand, A, the sweet spot for relationships are fives and six. Secondly, smash and dash, wham bam, thank you ma'am, is actually bad for you as a man. It's bad for your psyche. You guys need an emotional connection. You guys have to understand. You just can't fucking jack off inside any woman like that. You need an emotional connection to jack off in a woman. And I don't do condoms, guys, okay? You know, with prostitutes, yeah, of course, but with the girl I, just met, that Colombia, Afro-Colombiana chick, yeah, no condom, man. I don't do condoms, you know? So, I'm telling you, as somebody who did what I did, which is what I do with Yogi Obes' mom, okay? I'm telling you guys, coming inside a woman, no condom, a woman that is actually freaking attracted to you, that's the best feeling in the world. With my ex, guys, I was like, damn it, bitch, I'd rather fucking masturbate than, have fun with you. So, a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you gotta understand, man. Vast majority of you guys, you'll never ever genuinely be desired by a woman, okay? I am telling you guys, this is very important. This is why a lot of Muslims are miserable out there, okay? A lot of Muslim men, they're fucking miserable out there. They hate life. And that's because the bitch they're with doesn't like them, okay? So I'm telling you, one of the hallmarks of the fact that the bitch actually likes you is A, she constantly wants to have sex with you. She does not reject your advances. And C, it's like your dick is in Niagara Falls down there. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourself. Peace.